Language advocates from across Alaska gathered Sunday at the Juneau Arts and Culture Center to celebrate a milestone in Indigenous language revitalization. The administrative order signing took place at the First Alaskans Institute's Social Justice Summit. Central Council of Klingit and Haida President Richard Peterson was one of several Southeast Alaska Native representatives who welcomed attendees.
If you live in Juneau, you hear a lot of what Dr. Sobolov had said, and you hear this a lot, and it's true. When we know who we are, we don't hurt ourselves. Right? When we know our language and our culture, we don't hurt ourselves.
Peterson described his own experience struggling with addiction while growing up in Kasan in Southeast Alaska, experiencing some of the issues young people deal with in Native communities around the state.
I'm 16 years clean. You know, you carry shame. But it was always my culture where I was able to let go of shame and know who I am.
Leaders like Peterson hope that Administrative Order 300 will help those communities reconnect with their culture in a meaningful way. In a report last year, the Alaska Native Language Preservation and Advisory Council warned that all 20 officially recognized Alaska Native languages are at risk of extinction by the end of this century. The order requires state commissioners to designate a tribal liaison responsible for producing a plan to better collaborate with Alaska Native partners. It specifically directs the commissioner of the Department of Education and Early Development to work with partners to promote Indigenous languages in public education. The administrative order also directs the state to use traditional Alaska Native place names on public signage going forward. The order came about following April's passage of House Concurrent Resolution 19, sponsored by Ketchikan Representative Dan Ortez. That resolution urged Governor Bill Walker to declare a language emergency for the state's 20 officially recognized Alaska Native languages.
You know, there's not a lot of times I stand up in front of a microphone and thank the legislature, and I certainly do on this. They did a tremendous job.
Walker applauded the work of groups like the First Alaskans Institute and the many individuals who testified and worked on behalf of language revitalization.
You can talk all you want, but somebody has to be the doer. And that's really what today is about, as we celebrate the many doers that made this happen.
He also acknowledged the role the state of Alaska played in undermining and discouraging the use of Indigenous languages in previous generations.
I know we need to celebrate where we are, but boy, if you don't reflect on where you've been, it really is only part of the discussion, part of the celebration.
Of the Alaska Native languages addressed by the order, one has already lost its last native speaker. The last fluent speaker of Eyak died 10 years ago. In Juneau, I'm Adeline Baxter.